Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello again, and welcome to another Holy Half Hour programme here on 3TFM, your local radio station, with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. Tonight's theme is dedication, and I'm pleased to say that we have here in the studio right now the personification of dedication, Mrs. Evelyn Porter, a young lady who is well known in Saltcoats and the rest of the world for her dedication. When I say young, I'm not taking anything away from her many long years of experience, but rather highlighting her youthful attitude. So, welcome, Evelyn. It's good to have you in the studio. So how are you tonight?
Very well, thank you, Alec, and thank you very much for these kind words. Okay.
So just by way of introducing yourself to those that maybe don't know you so well, where did you start? Were you born in Saltcoats?
I was born in Saltcoats, and most of you, perhaps you'll know me with my own name, is Evelyn Pritchard. And I have a twin brother, and I was raised in Saltcoats, went to the Saltcoats Public School, and then sat your qualifying, as it was called then, and on to Ardrossan Academy.
Right, and then when you graduate from Ardrossan Academy?
Ardrossan Academy, from there I went to the big wide world, a job in ICI. I worked in the wages department as an NCR operator.
Working with money, eh?
Well, that was part of it. You had to check once a week, you had to check all the pay packets and to see that the money was correct. And then you also had to give out the pays on a Friday. That was another part of the job.
And then you got paid on a Friday.
No, we were monthly paid. We were always waiting in it, the last week of the month.
But there you, a young woman, with your pay in your hand, away for the weekend.
Away for the weekend. We used to
Was it a big social life?
No, not really, because if you think back to these days, there wasn't a lot to do. Not like what the children have nowadays, but when I got my pay, I used to go with my friends to Glasgow shopping. And to this day, I'm still a shopaholic.
What about the dancing?
The dancing, yes. We used to go the Castle Craigs in Ardrossan. And at that time, though, there was another one, the Ardeer Wreck. But my father wouldn't let me go there because there was drink.
And then you sneaked out round the back, didn't
And
you?
Then we did sneak, yes, Alec, I did. I did do that.
And then did you meet your husband at a dance or something?
No,
like that?
No, not really. Actually, I met my husband, Gordon. It was my next-door neighbour, Audrey Kelly's wedding. His father couldn't make it, and his mum says that he was to accompany his mum to Audrey's wedding, and it was in the North Parish Church. And I met Gordon that Saturday. We went out on the Saturday night. But the following Saturday, I went away to Canada, asked for a leave of absence from ICI. 6 months, I had a girlfriend out there who lived in Montreal. So I went away out, and it was a working holiday. Mm-hmm. And I applied, and I got a job in the Bank of Commerce in Montreal.
High finance.
Yes. It was quite funny there. I thought here, if the bank, you close at 5 o'clock. When I got up to go away, and they says, where are you going? I says, I'm going home. And they said, oh, no, you've got to wait till you count. Everything's all correct. One of the funny things there, one of the women, we were doing the checks, and the lady was from Lithuania, and I couldn't make out the writing. And so, of course, what she said was, it's Wilson. Well, I looked through all these checks for somebody called Wilson.
With a V.
And I said, she says, there it's there. Silly me, it was Wilson. So that was one of the things there. But
so,
he enjoyed
it. So
what
happened that you came back from
Well,
Montreal,
I come back. It was 6 months, as I said, leave of absence.
Oh, no.
Gordon wrote to me in Montreal, and we come back. and he met up with me again. And that was it. We went 2 years before we were married.
And then your family as well?
My family, yes. Young Gordon, as I call him, he was born in 63. And then Jacqueline was born in 1967. So, and I've got a...
You're a grandmother?
I'm a grandmother. I've got Elise, my wee granddaughter, yes. She'll be nine next Saturday.
And you're a great, great, great grandmother?
No!
No, just kidding.
No. Sometimes I feel it.
If I take you back to the earlier years, mm-hmm. did you grow up in church life?
Yes, as a matter of fact, my mother took my brother and I, my twin, and we went to St Cuthbert's Sunday School, 1943, and we went there right up and then on to the Bible class as well. At that time, there was no North Parish Church as we know it down at the crossroads. So that was me for there for the Sunday School Bible class, St Cuthbert's, and then I started... At the Gildry.
Which is now known as the Girls Brigade.
The Girls Brigade, aye.
Well, we'll come on to that mm-hmm. because it's a big part of your
yes,
life.
Yes, yes.
But I'd like to introduce the first song. We're thinking about dedication tonight, and we've got a wee sketch of your life there, but you're particularly dedicated to the Girls Brigade. So with that sense of vocation, let's hear Don Francisco singing, I Have Chosen You.
Like a king who hides in shadows, while a thief usurps his throne, you stumble down through all your days without direction. While the soldiers and the servants who should be at your command are all abandoned to surrender and defection. As the kingdom groans beneath the load, your feet go running down the road in panic. You've forgotten all I've told you. You just call, you'd see me there at the very instant of your prayer. But you've bought a bill of goods, the liar sold you. I have chosen you, there's no need to run away. I have chosen you, why do you doubt the words I say? Through it all, I've been right by your side. Ask me and you will not be denied. Like a slave who wears the collar of a hard and cruel man and is convinced that he deserves the treatment given. Tortured to believing nothing's ever going to change till you've forgotten there was ever more to live in. But as you struggle with your load, the messengers come down the road and the slaver flees in fear as he beholds them. They break your chains and set you free to stand amazed in liberty. And at last they give the word God has told them. I have chosen you and I will not turn you down. I have chosen you. You were born to wear a crown. I'll give you what you need to carry on. All that stands opposed to you is gone. I know the devil's cut you down and made you feel so small. I've seen your desperation with your back against the wall. But I'll still be here beside you, even if you've given in. Until you see my love for you is all you need to win. 'Cause I have chosen you. And I will not turn you down. I have chosen you. You were born to wear a crown. I'll give you what you need to carry on. Till all that stands opposed to you is gone. I have chosen you. There's no need to run away. I have chosen you. Why do you doubt the words I say? Through it all, I've been right by your side. Ask me and you will not be denied. Ask me now, you will not be denied. Ask me now, you will not be denied.
So, Evelyn, let's go back to the Girls' Brigade story in your life, because it's a big part of your life.
The Girls' Brigade, it was formerly known as the Girls' Guildry, and it started down in, there was Nissen Huts down at the bottom of the road on the High Road, and that was where there was one, right facing right where the High Road is. So I said to my mother, there's something on, didn't know anything about it, and I says, could I go to this? And she said, yes. So we just lived across the road in the High Road, and went across, and the lady there, it was that night, was Mrs. Taylor. Mrs. Taylor was a missionary out in Shanghai. She came from St. Cuthbert's, so she came up to start what is known as the Girls' Guildry. So I went there, and every Monday night, and we get different things. Now there's more subjects you can take, but then it was marching and Bible singing. That was the main subjects that we had then, but I really enjoyed that. So, and games, of course, and fun, meeting other girls as well that didn't go to your school.
And then the Girls' Guildry changed its name to the Girls' Brigade at some point.
In 1968.
But the point is that you started off as a girl and you went through the ranks.
Progressed, yes.
And then as an adult, you're a leader.
I came, what happened, 1958, and the guardian then was Grace Ernst, now Mrs. Magnus, and she retired from it. And the minister then was Mr. Lowe, and he asked me, would you like to take over? You had to be 21 at that time and a member of the church, which I had joined in 1956. I was a member when I was 16. But Mr. Smith was the minister then. So I said, yes, I was quite pleased that I'd been asked to do it because I enjoyed that work. So I did.
So you've been a captain now in Saltcote's 4th Company at Saltcote's North Parish Church. How long have you been a captain?
Well, that was me. I did 5 years from 1958 to 1963. I was married and I had my family. And I actually thought I was out it. Sheila Conway, she came after me. Then Sheila decided to give up. And the Kirk session approached me once again to say, would I like to take over? But at that time, my family was small, and I said, well, I could come and help. And they said, no, we want someone to be in charge. And we didn't have a minister at that time. Mr. Lowe had retired. So I started then, 1969, and I thought that was me back to help. But here we are in 2008. And I'm still doing it.
So you've been in the Girls' Brigade,
right,
in effect, for about 60 years.
64 years.
Yeah.
Connected, and one way or another.
And you've been a captain for how long?
Is this 44 years, I think.
44 years
I've been in charge. I love doing it.
And just recently, you finished your term of office.
I was the president of the North Air Division. That was me, the 5 years. So that's me back now. I've been demoted back to captain.
But that's an amazing lifetime's dedication. That's why I said at the beginning, the personification of dedication. Can I just share with the listeners, there are legendary stories about Evelyn. Here's just one of them. Recently, she went on a holiday to Dubai, and the day that she flew home, there was a big do at the church with the Girls' Brigade and another company from St. Cuthbert's, and having a chocolate night, which the girls love. And she didn't want to miss that event, so she came straight off the aeroplane from Dubai without sleep for 48 hours and conducted the meeting in such a way that they didn't even notice the difference. So you've got tremendous dedication, Evelyn. So let's hear a little extract of some girls singing, since we're thinking about the Girls' Brigade. And they're singing a chirpy little number, When You Walk With the Lord. So how are things going at your company at the moment, the Four Saltcoats Company at Saltcoats North Parish Church?
Very well, Alec. At the moment, I've got 52 girls, 20 explorers, that's primary 1 to primary 3, and the rest, primary 4 and up, of about 32 at the moment. So I'm really quite pleased. The Girls Brigade's a Christian organisation, and you're attached to a church. And we work for one badge. You do, there's 4, spiritual, physical, education and service. These are the awards that you aim for. We try and get them that the girls, because you have to remember, primary 4 is not the same as a primary 7 girl. So I try and work in it to the best of their ability. I've also got 3 special needs girls, and they have come on very well. So they have.
So you must have quite a good support team there to
yes,
help you with
yes,
that.
Yes, indeed I do. I have Jean MacDonald, our daughter Susan Edmund, Roseanne McLean, Gillian McQuiston, Catherine Woodcock.
And they've all been there quite a number of years,
yes,
haven't they?
Yes, they've all had girls' guildry backgrounds. Susan has been in it right up and has never left. She's just come right through the ranks.
Although I should say, they're not as old as that sounds. They've a lot of experience from a young age.
Yes, yes. Anyone can join the Girls' Brigade. It's a fun night as well. And as I say, the collection of them are quite cheap, just 50 pence.
While we're making a wee plug for it, let's play you this thing back. Just recently, Evelyn had a new trick up her sleeve. She made a jingle for the radio to advertise the Girls' Brigade. So this is the jingle.
Marching in the front room, marching in the front room, marching in the front room every day. Marching in the front room, marching in the front room, follow me and I'll show you the way.
My name is Mrs. Evelyn Porter, and I would like to invite you to come along on a Monday night to the North Parish Church Saltcoats Girls Brigade. We have a whole range of activities, including crafts, games, singing, Bible stories. So come along, make new friends and have fun. Primaries 1 to 3, 5.30 to 6.30. Primaries 4 and upwards, 6.30 to 8 p.m.
Jesus is beside you, Jesus is beside you, Jesus is beside you every day.
So give us a wee insight, Evelyn, into what you actually do in a Girls' Brigade night.
Well, Monday night there, we start off with our opening and we sing choruses. We usually ask the girls, what would you like to sing tonight? They've all got favourite choruses. Then we have the Lord's Prayer and then a sweetie. I don't know where it's the sweetie they come for. So, and then we start off, we had marching. That's what the girls know as the dreaded marching. And for all you girls out there that were former members, you'll know what I'm talking about.
I always notice if you call it marching, they don't like it. If you call it dancing, they would love it. I like to think of it as formation walking.
Right. And then we were doing a praise dance. This is actually for our dedication services, the first Sunday in October. So we always try and do something for the congregation. We explorers sing some choruses and we're doing a wee praise dance with the girls.
And last year, speaking as the minister, I was facing the congregation watching you and I could see them spellbound by what you did last year. Can you explain that?
One of the things we did was in sign language, you raised me up. And I think we celebrated 60 years of the Girls Brigade in the North Parish Church and I had all former officers there and the Hedaians come to watch it. It was really, I had a tear in my eye because the girls were just watching them and they said, oh Evelyn, don't do that again.
It was very touching. They were doing You Raise Me Up to hand signals.
Yes, in the sign language.
So let's hear, we can't do the sign language on the radio, but let's hear Brian Kennedy sing You Raise Me Up.
When I am down and all my soul so weary, when troubles come and my heart burden be, then I am still and wait here in the silence until you come and settle a while with me. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be.
I'd just like to ask you, Evelyn, in a day and age when it's sometimes hard to get volunteers to work with young people, you've done it for so many years and you're always enthusiastic. You've dealt with mothers and their mothers before them.
Just watch what you're saying.
I know, it sounds like you're easy. But everybody remarks that you're ever youthful in your enthusiasm. What keeps you going and what makes you tick in that way?
That's a good question. I don't really know. I really love working with the girls. I love when you see them coming in at the beginning. They don't know anything about singing, and you teach them, you give them Bible stories and ask them questions. And it's just the difference with them coming, and at the end of the session we have a display, you know, for all the mothers and their parents, grannies, grandpas, to come and watch them, that I just enjoy doing it. It's just the difference you see. In fact, if I could say this, one lady, a wee girl's really made a remarkable, she's come on great. She's a special needs child. And her mother, she had tears in her eyes when she said to me she didn't know what she could achieve, you know, in the girls' brigade. And also another two girls that were fostered. The foster carer came to see them, this is about a few years ago, and she said, I just wish their teachers could see them. She's how they've come on within a year. So it's just that wee bit special care and special times with the girls. You know, I love to see that, the difference in them when they come in and when they, hopefully they'll come back. I'm now on to, I've got third generation.
Yeah.
Then I'll say to them, did your granny tell you a shout? I'm well known. And then some say I've mellowed. I don't know about that.
Do you think you've mellowed?
I think I've mellowed. I think so. Oh. I would like to think so.
But your enthusiasm hasn't
yes,
dimmed.
No. I really do enjoy it. In fact, I used to say, you only need two things to be in an organisation. They both begin with D. One's dedicated, another one's daft, but I don't know which order to put them in.
Yeah. There's a holy kind of daftness.
Aye. Yeah.
Well, God has that holy kind of daftness in that he's dedicated to us, and he laid aside his majesty to come down to earth and mingle with us for our benefit too. So here's a lovely song sung by girls, You Laid Aside Your Majesty.
You laid aside your majesty.
So, Evelyn, we focused a lot on the Girls' Brigade because it is a big part of your life, but you do a lot of other things as well. You're a diamond with many facets, so tell us something about your other aspects.
Right. I'm a church elder. I have two districts, and I give out the parish records to... I don't just give them to the people that I do visit, other people that are perhaps not in the church, or say, would you like my parish record just
You're
to
part
read?
Of the welcoming team that goes to people who've moved into the area.
Yes, uh-huh. Even although they're not of this church, we always say if you know if you would like to come to the church and that, and just you'll be made most welcome. I do the gardens. In fact, that was the way
you
I
mean
get
the church gardens.
The church gardens, yeah. Oh, in my own garden. That was the way I get into that was quite funny. They used to have summer fetes in the church, and I must not have been listening. It's not like me, but they said there was to be a meeting. And when I went to the meeting, it was a meeting of the organisation leaders. Ian Hamilton was there. He was the boys' brigade leader. And I said, there are not many people here, Ian. What's wrong? He says, oh, this is the garden party. I said, the garden party? What's that? You do the gardens. It was the following week.
You're expecting the Queen, eh?
Aye. So that was me. So I says, well, I enjoy gardening. I'll just stay. But that's another story. 16 years I've been doing the gardens. So if you see me in the street, I says, they always ignore me because they'll say, what do you do on a Monday night? That's like my girls' brigade. What do you do on a Tuesday night? You could come and help me. But that's one of my hobbies as well as the gardens. I'm the tea committee in the church. Strawberry teas, I help at that.
And the guild?
Oh, and the guild. And I go to the guild as well. I don't know how I've got any time left. I really enjoy it.
And the manse groups.
Oh, and the manse groups, that's right. I've thing made there. Right.
It's like Bruce Forsyth in the Generation Game.
Here. Aye.
So you're a regular attender, a generous contributor, involved in everything in church life. Mm-hmm. And like Mr. Jones and Dad's Army, you're the first to volunteer. And you've been an elder since 1994.
Mm-hmm. One of the first lady elders in the church.
And this is your church life. You've got a life outside the church as well.
Sometimes I wonder about that. enjoy holidays. Enjoy going on holiday.
I was thinking more of the local council.
Oh, yes. I go to the community council meetings there, held the third Tuesday in the month, down at the community centre.
You're not an official councillor or anything,
are
you?
No. You can put your input into, or anything. What I would sometimes say, if it comes up your humph, you'll maybe know what I'm speaking about.
What comes up your humph?
Aye. Mm-hmm.
You're the social conscience of the community.
Right, it could be. Yeah.
She also has a continuing correspondence with the local newspaper.
Uh-huh. When they're, well...
With the odd complaint or two?
Well, it might be more than the odd complaint, but... If you put things in, sometimes I'm advertising the Girls Brigade and it's maybe not mentioned, and they get quite annoyed. Annoyed's really just putting it mildly. Mm.
So anyway, you're like this diamond with many facets and in many aspects of your life. You're a very dedicated wife, mother, Girls Brigade, girl, captain, president, church elder, guild member, all
Jack
the rest.
Jack of all trades.
Jack of all trades.
Master of none.
So that's why I invited you in tonight, because you're the personification of dedication. Dedication's not an abstract theory. It's living people like yourself. So well done, Evelyn. May you have many more years in that line. So let's finish tonight with a song, I'm Going to Walk a Little Closer with My Lord by Don Francisco.
I'm gonna walk a little closer with my Lord. When he talks to me, I'm gonna be obedient to his word. I'm gonna live as he commands. I'm gonna pray with all a living sacrifice. He just kept on pushing.
every day he paid the price. He never claimed he'd made the grade, but this one thing he'd do, he pressed on to be like Jesus till his time on this earth was through. And me, I'm gonna walk a little closer with my Lord. When he talks to me, well, I'm gonna be obedient to his word. I'm gonna live as he commands. I'm gonna pray with holy hands. Today I'm gonna walk just a little bit closer with my Lord. James, he said, get it through your head. Don't just hear, but do. Looking in a mirror will never tell you what is true. Now God's just not impressed with how loud, long, or fancy you pray. But if you do what his word says to, you know he'll bless you in every way. Me, I'm gonna walk a little closer with my Lord. When he talks to me, I'm gonna be obedient to his word. I'm gonna live as he commands. I'm gonna pray with holy hands. Today I'm gonna walk just a little bit closer with my Lord. Just a little.